Hello, and welcome to New World Witchery. This is the first of our 2012 October Samhain Hallows, All Hallows Read, storytelling spooktacular extravaganza episodes. This year we'll be focusing primarily on monsters. We'll have tales about Native American weir creatures, wild men living in the woods, and maybe even a witch or two. I hope you enjoy these stories and the storytelling specials that happen every year in October. Our first episode is going to focus on two stories from North American folklore. The first, Wiley and the Hairy Man, is about a young boy who outwits a wild conjure man living in the woods. It comes from African American folklore and has a special place to me because the very first dramatic production I was ever in, I got to play the Hairy Man in the play version of this particular story. The second story is one of my personal favorites. It's a mountain folklore piece called Rawhead and Bloody Bones. I think you'll enjoy it. And now, without further ado, let's get to the stories.
Wiley and the Hairy Man, adapted and retold by Diana de las Casas. Wiley's grandpappy was not a nice man. When he disappeared, everyone said that the Hairy Man got him. Wiley's grandmama would warn him, "The Hairy Man got your grandpappy, and if you don't watch out, he'll get you too. You better beware and take your hound dogs with you, because the Hairy Man is scared of hound dogs." Wiley's grandmama was from the swamps, and she was real smart and even knew a little magic. "Yes, ma'am," Wiley answered. So, whenever Wiley went out, he took his hound dogs with him. One day, Wiley took his axe and his hound dogs to the swamp to cut some poles for a hen roost. When they got to the swamps, the hounds spotted a young pig and went chasing off after it, yelping and yowling till Wiley couldn't hear them anymore. As Wiley was cutting down some poles, he said to himself, "Well, I hope that Hairy Man doesn't come now, 'cause I don't have my hound dogs with me." And sure enough, Wiley heard a strange sound. "Ooga booga, ooga booga, shim bam bam. I am the Hairy Man. Yes, I am." The Hairy Man appeared in front of Wiley, and Wiley's eyes grew big as saucers. The Hairy Man was, well, brown and hairy all over. He had big red eyes and big yeller teeth. And worst of all, he drooled and spit when he spoke. And he was carrying a big burlap sack. "Oh, Hairy Man, you sure are ugly. My grandmama is from the swamps, and she's real smart, and she even knows some magic, and she told me to stay away from you." The Hairy Man looked at Wiley and grinned with his big yellow teeth showing. He drooled and spit when he spoke, saying, "Wiley, I got your grandpappy, and now I'm gonna get you, just like that, up in my sack." Well, Wiley looked at the Hairy Man, and he looked at the Hairy Man's sack. Then he stuck his tongue way out, blew a big raspberry, and climbed up a cypress tree as fast as he could. The Hairy Man said, "Ooga booga, ooga booga, shim bam bam. I am the Hairy Man, yes I am. Wiley, I got your grandpappy, and now I'm gonna get you." The Hairy Man picked up Wiley's axe and began chop, chop, chopping away at the cypress tree. The Hairy Man was quick, and Wiley was running out of time. The axe was nearly all the way through the tree. Poor Wiley! Just then, Wiley could hear his hound dogs in the distance. He yelled real loud, "Hee dogs!" And quicker than the Hairy Man could blink his big red eyes, those hound dogs came running and yelping and howling, and the Hairy Man looked at Wiley and said as he ran away, "I got your grandpappy, and I will get you." Well, as soon as the Hairy Man left, Wiley climbed down the tree and hastened his way to his grandmama's house with his hounds trailing close behind him. Wiley told his grandmama about his narrow escape from the Hairy Man. Grandmama said, "Wiley, tomorrow you're going to tie up your hound dogs and face the Hairy Man. Just do as I say, you hear me?" Wiley exclaimed, "I'm not facing the Hairy Man by myself. He told me that he got my grandpapa and now he's going to get me." "Just like that, jump in my sack," he says. "No, I'm not facing the Hairy Man." But Wiley's grandmama was from the swamps, and she was real smart, and she knew a little magic. So she said to Wiley, "When you meet up with the hairy man tomorrow, all you have to do is tell him that he doesn't know any magic. Then he'll say that he does. Bet him that he can't change into a giraffe, and then into an alligator, and then into a possum. That hairy man likes to show off his magic, and he'll change into all those things. When he changes into a possum, you grab that burlap sack and stuff him into it and throw him into the swamp water." Well, Wiley didn't want to face the hairy man the next day, but he knew that his grandmama was always full of good advice. So the next day he went to the swamps. Sure enough, he heard that strange sound. Hooga booga, shim bam bam. I am the hairy man. Yes, I am. Wiley stood face to face with the hairy man, staring at his big red eyes and looking at his large yellow teeth. Wiley said, "Hairy man, I bet you don't know no magic." The hairy man looked at Wiley, big-eyed, and said, "Booga wooga ooga booga shim bam bam, I am the hairy man, yes I am, and the hairy man, he know plenty of magic." "Well then show me," said Wiley. "I bet you can't change yourself into a tall giraffe." Well, quicker than Wiley could blink his eyes, the hairy man changed into a tall giraffe, taller than the cypress trees in the swamp. Wiley said, "Well, I bet that's a bit impressive, but I bet you can't change into no alligator." Well, quicker than Wiley could blink his eyes, the hairy man changed himself into a big alligator with a long, thrashing tail. And then Wiley said, "Whoo! Well, that's a mite more impressive, but say, you can change yourself into big things. Bet you can't change yourself into nothing little. Why, I bet you couldn't even change yourself into no possum." Well, quicker than Wiley could blink his eyes, the hairy man changed himself into a possum with a hairless tail. Wiley grabbed up the hairy man's burlap sack and said, "Just like that, up in the sack." And he threw the hairy man possum inside the sack, tied it up, and threw it into the swamp water. But the hairy man knew magic, and he changed himself into the wind, and blew himself right out of the burlap sack. He stood in front of Wiley and said, "Ooga booga, ooga booga, shim bam bam, I am the hairy man, yes I am. Wiley, I got your grandpappy, and now I'm gonna get you." The hairy man picked Wiley up and threw him into the burlap sack, tied it with rope, and said, "Just like that, up in my sack." But Wiley was like his grandmama. He was smart, too, and he had his wits about him.
"Hairy man," yelled Wiley through the bag, "I bet you can't make all the rope in this parish disappear."
Hairy man stopped and set down the bag.
"What'd you say?"
"I said, hairy man," said Wiley, "I bet you can't make all the rope in this parish disappear."
"Oh, yeah? Booga wooga wooga booga shim bam bam, I am the hairy man, yes I am, I can do any kind of magic. Now all the rope in this parish disappear."
And with that, all the rope, including the rope tying the burlap sack, disappeared. Wiley climbed out of the sack and said, "Hey, dogs!" And quicker than the hairy man could blink his big red eyes, those hound dogs, who weren't tied up anymore because of the hairy man's magic, came running and yelping and howling, and the hairy man looked at Wiley and said as he ran away,
"I got your grandpappy and I'm gonna get you."
Well, Wiley hurried home with his hound dogs trailing behind him. When he got home, he told the whole story to his grandmama. Grandmama said, "Well, Wiley, you sure fooled that hairy man 2 times. You fool him 1 more time, he'll never bother you again. Hairy man's gonna come back for you tomorrow, but I'm from the swamps, and I'm smart, and I know a little bit of magic. So I have a plan." Well, sure enough, the next day, Wiley and his grandmama heard a strange noise at the door.
"Ooga wooga booga wooga shim bam bam, I am the hairy man, yes I am. Wiley, I got your grandpappy, and now I'm gonna get you."
Grandmama yelled at the hairy man through the door, "If I give you my baby, will you leave me alone?" The hairy man answered,
"If you give me your baby, I leave you alone."
"Okay, hairy man, I'm opening the door now."
Grandmama opened the door, and there stood the hairy man, brown and hairy all over, with big red eyes and big yellow teeth, and worst of all, he drooled and spit when he spoke, and he was carrying a big burlap sack. Grandmama pointed to the small bed where the little bundle lay. The hairy man ran to the bed, picked up the bundle, and stuffed it into his sack.
"Just like that, up in my sack."
And he turned and grinned, showing his big yellow teeth.
"Booga wooga ooga booga shim bam bam, I am the hairy man, yes I am."
Grandmama told Wiley to come out of hiding, and they watched as the hairy man ran across the yard. He stopped and opened the sack. Well, imagine his surprise when a small baby pig came bouncing out of that bundle. The hairy man looked up at Grandmama and said,
You fool me!
Grandmama replied, I said you could have my baby, but I didn't say what kind of baby it was. So you can have my baby pig. The hairy man was so mad he went screaming off into the swamps, pulling at his hair. And since Grandmama and Wiley had fooled the hairy man 3 times, he never bothered them again. For you see, Grandmama and Wiley were from the swamps, and they were real smart, and they knew just a little bit of magic. And so Grandmama and Wiley lived a long and happy life. The end.
Rawhead and Bloody Bones, a Missouri ghost story retold by S.E. Schlosser. Way back up in the deep woods there lived a scrawny old woman who had a reputation for being the best conjuring woman in the Ozarks. With her bedraggled black and gray hair, funny eyes, one yellow and one green, and her crooked nose, old Betty was not a pretty picture, but she was the best there was at fixing what ailed a man, and that was all that counted. Old Betty's house was full of herbs and roots and bottles full of conjuring medicine. The walls were lined with strange books brimming with magical spells. Old Betty was the only one living in the hollow who knew how to read. Her granny, who was also a conjurer, had taught her the skill as part of her magical training. Just about the only friend old Betty had was a tough, mean, ugly old razorback hog that ran wild around her place. It rooted so much in her kitchen garbage that all the leftover spells started affecting it. Some folks swore up and down that the old razorback hog sometimes walked upright like a man. One fella claimed he'd seen the pig sitting in the rocker on old Betty's porch chattering away to her while she stewed up some potions in the kitchen, but everyone discounted that story on account of the fella who told it was a little too fond of moonshine. Rawhead was the name old Betty gave the razorback, referring maybe to the way the ugly creature looked a bit like some of the dead pigs come butchering time down in the hog-scald hollow. The razorback didn't mind the funny name. Rawhead kept following old Betty around her little cabin and rooting up the kitchen leftovers. He'd even walk to town with her when she came to the local mercantile to sell her home remedies. Well, folks in town got so used to seeing Rawhead and old Betty around town that it looked mighty strange one day around hog-driving time when old Betty came to the mercantile without him. "Where's Rawhead?" the owner asked as he accepted her basket full of home remedy potions. The liquids in the bottle swished in an agitated manner as old Betty said, "I ain't seen him around today, and I'm mighty worried. You seen him here in town?"
"Nobody seen him today. They would have told me if they did," the mercantile owner said. "We'll keep a lookout for you."
"That's mighty kind of you. If you see him, tell him to come home straight away," old Betty said.
The mercantile owner nodded agreement as he handed over her weekly pay. Old Betty fussed to herself all the way home. It wasn't like Rawhead to disappear. Especially not the day they went to town. The man at the mercantile always saved the best scraps for the mean old razorback, and Rawhead never missed a visit. When the old conjuring woman got home, she mixed up a potion and poured it onto a flat plate.
"Where's that old hog got to?" she asked the liquid.
It clouded over, and a series of pictures formed. First, old Betty saw the good-for-nothing hunter that lived on the next ridge sneaking around the forest, rounding up razorback hogs that didn't belong to him. One of those hogs was Rawhead. Then she saw him taking the hogs down to Hogscald Hollow, where the folks from the next town were slaughtering the razorbacks. Then she saw her hog, Rawhead, slaughtered with the rest of the pigs and hung up for gutting. The final picture in the liquid was the pile of bloody bones that had once been her hog and his scraped clean head, lying with the rest of the hog's heads in a pile. Old Betty was infuriated by the death of her only friend. It was murder to her, plain and simple. Everyone in 3 counties knew that Rawhead was her friend, and that lazy, hog-stealing, good-for-nothing hunter on the ridge was going to pay for slaughtering him. Now, old Betty tried to practice white conjuring most of the time, but she knew some dark secrets, too. She pulled out an old secret book her granny had given her and turned to the very last page. She lit several candles and put them around the plate containing the liquid picture of Rawhead and his bloody bones. She began to chant, "Rawhead and bloody bones, Rawhead and bloody bones." The light from the windows disappeared as if the sun had been snuffed out like a candle. Dark clouds billowed into the clearing where old Betty's cabin stood, and the howl of dark spirits could be heard in the wind that pummeled the treetops. "Rawhead and bloody bones."
hands, raw head and bloody bones. Betty continued the chant until a bolt of silver lightning left the plate and streaked out through the window, heading in the direction of Hogscald Hollow. When the silver light struck Rawhead's severed head, which was piled on the hunter's wagon with the other hogheads, it tumbled to the ground and rolled until it was touching the bloody bones that had once been its body. As the hunter's wagon rumbled away towards the ridge where he lived, the enchanted Rawhead called out, "Bloody bones, get up and dance!" Immediately the bloody bones reassembled themselves into the skeleton of a razorback hog walking upright, as Rawhead had often done when he was alone with old Betty. The head hopped on top of the skeleton, and Rawhead went searching through the woods for weapons to use against the hunter. He borrowed the sharp teeth of a dying panther, the claws of a long-dead bear, and the tail from a rotting raccoon, and put them over his skinned head and bloody bones. Then Rawhead headed up the track towards the ridge, looking for the hunter who had slaughtered him. Rawhead slipped past the thief on the road and slid into the barn where the hunter kept his horse and wagon. Rawhead climbed up into the loft and waited for the hunter to come home. It was dusk when the hunter drove into the barn and unhitched his horse. The horse snorted in fear, sensing the presence of Rawhead in the loft. Wondering what was disturbing his usually calm horse, the hunter looked around and saw a pair of large eyes staring down at him from the darkness in the loft. The hunter frowned, thinking it was one of the local kids fooling around in his barn. "Land of Goshen, what have you got them big eyes for?" he snapped, thinking the kids were trying to scare him with some crazy mask.
"To see your grave,"
Rawhead rumbled very softly. The hunter snorted irritably and put the horse into the stall. "Very funny, ha ha," the hunter said. When he came out of the stall, he saw Rawhead had crept a little bit further towards him. Now its luminous yellow eyes and his bear's claws could be clearly seen.
"Land of Goshen, what do you got them big claws for?" he snapped. "You look ridiculous."
"To dig your grave,"
Rawhead intoned softly, his voice a deep rumble that raised the hair on the back of the hunter's neck. He stirred uneasily, not sure how the crazy kid in his loft could have made such a scary sound, if it really was a crazy kid. Feeling a little spooked, he hurried towards the door and let himself out of the barn. Rawhead slipped out of the loft and climbed down the side of the barn behind him. With nary a rustle to reveal his presence, Rawhead raced through the trees and up the path to the large moonlit rock. He hid in the shadow of the huge stone, so the only things showing were his gleaming yellow eyes, his bear claws, and his raccoon tail. When the hunter came level with the rock on the side of the path, he gave a startled yelp. Staring at Rawhead, he gasped, "You nearly knocked the heart right out of me, you crazy kid. Land of Goshen, what do you got that crazy tail for?"
"To sweep your grave."
Rawhead boomed, his enchanted voice echoing through the woods, getting louder and louder with each echo. The hunter took to his heels and ran for his cabin. He raced past the old well house, past the woodpile, over the rotting fence, and into his yard, but Rawhead was faster. When the hunter Rawhead leapt from the shadows and loomed above him, the hunter stared up in terror at Rawhead's gleaming yellow eyes and the ugly razorback hog's head, his bloody bone skeleton with its long bear claw, sweeping raccoon's tail, his gleaming sharp panther teeth.
"Land of Goshen, what have you got them big teeth for?"
he gasped desperately, stumbling backwards from the terrible figure before him.
"To eat you up, like you wanted to eat me!"
Rawhead roared, descending on the good-for-nothing hunter. The murdering thief gave one long scream in the moonlight, and then there was silence and the sound of crunching bones. Nothing more was ever seen or heard of the lazy hunter who lived on that ridge. His horse also disappeared that night, but sometimes folks would see Rawhead roaming through the forest in the company of his old friend Betty. And once a month, on the light of the full moon, Rawhead would ride the hunter's horse through town, wearing the old man's blue overalls over his bloody bones with a hole cut out for the raccoon tail. In his bloody bear-clawed hands, he carried his raw razorback hog's head, lifting it high against the full moon for everyone to see. The end.
Well, that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed this storytelling special. We'll be back next week, hopefully, with some more tales of terror to keep you company on those cold October nights. Thanks so much for listening, and as always, Be well.